Hi, this is Brian Brady in San Diego.
And this is Greg Swan in Phoenix.
And you're here listening to the Black Pearl Marketing Minute here on Bloodhound Blog. Today I wanted to talk about one of Greg's posts from, probably over a year ago, that we had here on Bloodhound Blog that said, for real estate promotion, the business card form factor is a tiny little workhorse. Greg, what were you thinking when you wrote that, and what did you mean?
We do a ton of work with business cards. From time to time, we'll print a postcard-sized piece, and obviously we do other sizes. Our flyers are 8.5x11 like everybody else's, but we do a ton of work in business cards because the business card form factor, that's 2 inches by 3.5 inches. Everybody knows what a business card is. But that particular form factor we found is very effective for communicating marketing messages. And so we use them for everything. Obviously, we have the business cards that we carry around in our little business card holders. Mine says Greg Swan with my phone number, with my fax number. And that's the common use for a business card. We always print a marketing message on the back of our business cards. I think that if the back of your business card is blank, then it's basically just wasted space. The contrary argument is that people have the opportunity to write down phone numbers or their grocery list or whatever. But what I want to do is I want to use that space for advertising. So the back of our business cards promotes our business and tells people why they should do business with us and pitches for referrals. And again, references the phone numbers and the website address and all that. On top of all that, we use business cards for other promotional purposes. The most common use that we have for the business card form factor is open house invitations. So every time that we list a house, we will print 1,000, 2,000, 4,000, 5,000 cards that are distributed in move-up neighborhoods for the house that we're selling. And so, for instance, we're listing this Friday a house that will sell for $400,000. And so we want to be in neighborhoods where the average home is selling for $250,000 to $300,000. And obviously there are a zillion of those homes in Phoenix in neighborhoods that are near the house that we're selling. And so we'll be out starting tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning for 4, 5, 6 hours at a time. A realtor plus two kids going door to door through neighborhoods, leaving these cards behind. And, you know, this is broadcast marketing. It's target marketing in the sense that we're going after our ideal buyer, but it's really broadcast. It's kind of hit or miss. We do every house in every neighborhood that we're interested in, and it's understood that direct marketing is, most direct marketing pieces are going to be thrown away, but if there's somebody out there who's interested in moving up, we want them to know about this house, and we want them to come to our open house. And the net result is that for particular homes and particular neighborhoods, and our results vary obviously from house to house, but often we'll get 70, 80, 90 parties to an open house because
we've... A business card is a psychological keepsake rather than just a flyer. I mean, certainly we throw away business cards, but we're all kind of preconditioned. When someone hands you a business card, it's supposed to go in your pocket, and it's supposed to go on top of your dresser, and it's supposed to...
And how many do you have?
Before you throw it out.
How many do you have on your desk or wherever it is that you throw them, because you got someplace where you toss them? How many do you have up there?
Lots. I mean, probably, on my desk here now, I can see at least 7 or 8 of them that will be tossed, but, gosh, I still have business cards from when I was in Inman Connect in New York.
Right. I might have 500 on my desk. And obviously, I mean, realtors pick them up all the time anyway. Anytime somebody's in one of our houses, they're going to leave a card behind, so we end up with them that way also. But there's always that nagging idea that you're going to do something with it, and that's one of the things that I like about them. One of the things that I use for judging marketing ideas is just watching myself. And if I happen to notice that I've collected 500 business cards on my desk, basically doing nothing, I mean, I really don't look at them, but I don't throw them away either, then I figure that that's going to be a pretty potent message to people. The other thing that we like about them is they're small, they're cheap, they're easy to carry, they're easy to deal with. An 8.5x11 flyer or even something smaller like a 4x6 postcard or something like that, the temptation is just too great to throw it away. Whereas,
you know, there's another good part about that too is, you know, let's think 15 years ago. They used to be expensive, and right. It used to take 3 and 4 weeks to get a 500 business cards made.
Right.
It used to take, you know, it cost $80 to get them done, and 2 and 3 weeks, and now you can tailor a message, can't you?
Exactly, and this is
how do you do it?
We use a company called OvernightPrints.com in California. It's a printer in California. This is direct-to-digital printing, so there is no interim steps, no plates, no no lithography. It's all direct-to-press printing, and we produce our own art. We create our own business cards from scratch, but obviously we're using the same kind of basic images over and over again, so it's not like we're having to create everything from zero. But I can knock out, I did a business card today, front and back, four colors, both sides, front and back. I knocked it out in about an hour. And I was, you know, being very careful, and I'm writing the copy and all that too. So it's not, I mean, I could really knock one out in 15 minutes if I needed to, but I'm real anal retentive about what I do with artwork. But we produce the art. When we're done, I turn them into PDFs. I FTP the PDFs to overnightprints.com. Generally speaking, within minutes, my cards will be done. That from the time that they get the images by the PDF files by FTP, it'll be 5 or 6 minutes before the job is done completely and ready to ship. And really, that's the first time that it's touched by human hands is when it's ready to ship. I can ask for them to deliver it next day, and in fact, it really is going to take about 48 hours to turn them around. I really would love it if I could get them in 24 hours or less, but I'll have to wait till next year for that to happen. But the fact of the matter is, and I can do this with postcards too, or with other door hangers or things like that. There are things that I can get printed in 48 hours direct to press. I don't have to worry about somebody messing with my artwork. Obviously, I have to produce it properly to begin with, but if I've done my job the way I'm supposed to, then the material is going to come back to me exactly the way I expect.
Let me interrupt you for a sec, Greg. What is FTP?
File Transfer Protocol, which is just an HTTP is Hypertext Transfer Protocol. And when you type a URL into your web browser, you're always typing HTTP, and you never know what it means. That's what it means, Hypertext Transfer Protocol. And File Transfer Protocol is just another protocol for moving data.
And it's like email, but it's not email.
Exactly. It's a different way of moving files over the Internet. And in fact, for a site like overnightprints.com, it's not even really FTP, that you click on a button that says browse, and you go out on your hard disk, and you select the file that you want to send to them, and when you selected it, then you click another button that says send, and they're doing all of the FTP protocol, all of the transfer that has to happen. It's completely hands-off as far as you're concerned. You don't even have to worry about it. It's just the same as, you know, selecting a file and copying it from one disk to another.
Cool. So it's like email in the way I would use it.
It's very, very simple. That's a fact.
Yeah. You know, just for the folks who are listening, Greg does some real custom work, and I actually saw that business card that he did today. It's very nice and ornate, and it is detailed. I sometimes use VistaPrint or iPrint, which are templates, but they do let you customize. Greg, let's talk about customization and why that's so wonderful. What's the cool part about, because it's so cheap and easy and the turnaround's so quick, what are some of the marketing applications of having a custom business card?
As far as I'm concerned, it's a very useful form factor for promoting anything at all that you want. And so, you know, if you are a realtor or a lender, you can go to the kind of site that you're talking about, or Overnight Prints does this also. They also have template-based business cards. You can go and pick out an image that speaks to your market, like, for instance, cactuses against the sunset, or the Grand Canyon, or the California oceans, or whatever, and that's your background image. And then you upload a photo of yourself. If you're a realtor, realtors love to have their own photos on their business cards. So you upload a photo of yourself, and that sits on top of that background image. And then you just type in your name, your contact information, your website, which I think is vitally important. There's no reason in the world to print anything now without at least one website address on it. And it should be the one that you want to get the traffic to. So if that means your main website or your main weblog, you put it on there. If you're doing a property promotion, in a case like what we're talking about with the open house web cards, the single property website that we built for that house is on the open house card. It's on everything that we do associated with that house, because we want to drive traffic to that website. That even if someone doesn't come to our open house, they can still go to that website and tour the house and see everything that we know about it. And they may end up buying it on that basis, or they may end up scheduling a showing at least on that basis. But yeah, you can customize for any reason whatever. One of the things that I thought was very, very interesting was something that Jay Thompson, the PhoenixRealEstateGuy.com, when he went to the NAR convention in November, he printed business cards that simply said phoenixrealestateguy.com. That was
all. Well, he was speaking to his market, Greg, because he was at NAR. He did it at Inman also, and he knows that we're all kind of tech-savvy people, so that's all he had to hand out was the URL.
Right.
Find my, you want to call me, find my phone number on my, I know, Brian, I know you can figure out how to find out a URL. That's why it was so beautiful in its simplicity.
Right.
And that's what you're doing locally in your farm. You know, one of the some of the crazy ideas we've been talking about on the Bloodhound blog is what can we do offline with business cards to integrate with our online? We talked about some of the promotion ideas over there. What was, you know, one was talking about signing up Giuseppe's Pizza as a partner. Tell me a little bit about what we're thinking about on that.
It was a wonderful idea that someone suggested. I'd never considered this because we're always thinking in terms of marketing that we can do on our own without other people's help. And so this guy showed up and posted a comment that I thought was brilliant, was to, you know, to put a coupon on every pizza box. And so Giuseppe's Pizza is going to be delivering, and you're going to put a coupon on there. Well, I read that, and I thought, okay, let's find a way to make this work with your online marketing. And so my take was, the coupon says, visit this the website for this home and print out a coupon for X dollars off on your next pizza. The agent that I was talking to didn't like that because they didn't want to spend that much money. And so I came back and I said, okay, then make it the soda instead. That you visit my website for 1322 eastvermontavenue.com in Phoenix. You go visit that website. On that website, you will find a PDF coupon that you can print out on your printer. And then the next time you call Giuseppe's, I'll buy the soda. That's
now,
the coupon.
The cool thing is when you bring that coupon into Giuseppe's, maybe you fill out and have them fill out some basic information about themselves, and now both you and Giuseppe's have a customer, no?
That's exactly right, and a database entry, and that you're going to have, Giuseppe's going to give you that coupon back. You'll take it back to the office. You'll give it to your assistant, your virtual assistant, your 16-year-old typist that you recruited at the local high school, whoever it is, and have them punch it into your database. And when you're done with those coupons, you share that database with Giuseppe, so that what we've got now are people that we know buy pizza from Giuseppe, and we also know that they've been to a website for a house that we're selling. And so both of us have a customer. Let's both work from that database, and he can send future promotions to those people. You can send future promotions to those people. And there's a synergy between the two businesses that works to your advantage. Another thing that came out of this that I thought was really good was that you visit my website. There's the PDF coupon for the free soda for the next time you buy a pizza. You print out that coupon. Where does it go? It goes on the fridge. And
right.
The absolute ideal real estate for a realtor trying to sell homes is to be on the fridge. And
yeah.
This is one of the things that you can do with business cards, too, that you'll find magnet printers out there that the magnet printers are always selling football schedules and scratch pads and stuff like that. A business card magnet, and we do this also, but we don't do a business card. We do advertising because I want to sell. I don't want to just be known. I want to sell. But a business card size magnet on the fridge works great if you can get it there. But if you've got a coupon for free soda for the next pizza, and meanwhile your contact information is on there and it's on the fridge for the next 2 months, this is unbelievable marketing that you've just done.
How about on the back of the business card, you put Central High School's football schedule when it's football season.
I never do that stuff, but you can and see how it works. We were talking, Brian and I were talking earlier about testing, because one of the things that you can do with the kind of marketing ideas that we're talking about, they're all really cheap. And the beautiful thing about cheap marketing is you can afford to test. So do some of them with Central High's football schedule, do others with a tip calculator or whatever, all the stuff that people put on the back. I'm going to compete against you. I'm going to put advertising on the back of mine because I want to sell my business. But just test them against each other and see how they produce. And you can build websites or web pages, landing pages, for each one of these different tests, so that if people are going to follow through on something, you make them an offer, you make them a promise, and they follow through by going to a web page, you can have a different landing page for each one of these, so you can test to see which ones are producing the best results. And, you know, from there you can decide which one to focus on and take the one that produces best and split that into four new tests. And test those against each other until you find out which one is the killer. And then once you find the killer, then you compete with it all the time anyway. Find new things to test against the killer to find out if you can kill the killer and replace it. This is
because of technology and low cost, the business card is now is now quite a useful little workhorse.
It can be, absolutely, yes.
Great. Well, this is our first of the Black Pearl Marketing Minutes. Thank everybody for listening, and keep coming back every day.
Up to
the Unchained Conference, we will be bringing these to you daily with unique ideas that Greg and I have both used and learned about on Bloodhound Blog. Greg, you put a post up today that was interesting. You finally articulated my frustration. Can you tell folks what's happening with the fee?
Brian Brady is desperate to raise the price to $350 for Bloodhound Blog Unchained. And I understand completely the argument that he's making. And he may well be right, but I'm adamant, at least at this point, about trying to hold the price down, just because I know that realtors and lenders have had a tough... The last 24 months have not been all that pleasant in terms of the income that people are bringing home. And so if you want to do this and if you want to save some money, jump on it now. Go to bloodhoundblogunchained.com. That's all one word, bloodhoundblogunchained.com. And if you jump on the price now, it's still $199 for all 3 days. Sooner or later, it could be as quick as 10 days from now, Brian is going to jack that price up to $350. So if you want to save $150 and have that money around to spend on beer and wine, women, and song after hours, we're going to work you to death during the classes, but if you want to have a little extra cash to spend afterward, then go and buy your ticket now while it's still cheap.
Great. Okay, Greg, thanks.
Bless you, sir. Thank you so much, and thank you all for listening.